section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufty Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Canby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Dawson Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Oil Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludvigson Tiling, Prince Bank, Puris in Dawson, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Chris Wodzinski for House, Appleton Area Health, The Dryer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Fixon Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Beats Electric Motor Incorporated, Swearable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minneota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Genio Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Culligan Fieldgrass Fertilizer, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Tregestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Gruel Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Client Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Tenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage here on Q92.
Good afternoon and welcome to Marshall High School for Section 3AA semifinals and finals. Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. The gym is filling up, Danny.
Yeah, going to be a good crowd. Too cold to do anything else outside. May as well come and watch some wrestling.
And it's with two mats on the mat on the floor, on the gym floor, the bleachers underneath us are not pulled out, so it's going to really get loud in here. And it did Thursday night in a big gym with
right.
All the bleachers out.
Yeah, and everybody's on the one side, so all the noise is going to be coming right at us. It's going to get loud. I know there's going to be two great duels, and then whoever's in the finals should be a great duel, so it should be a fun afternoon of wrestling.
Well, our current record is 20-6 for Team United. New Ulm, who defeated Wyndham, 20 is now 22-5. Marshall is 26-4, and Worthington upset Fairmont Martin County Central on Thursday night, and they are 9-12. And that's a team that we saw, about a month ago, and they're a young team, and they'll be up and coming. But I'm sure they're thrilled to be here. They'll have to wrestle the favored in the section and Marshall, but it's a great thrill for them.
Yeah, when we ran into them before, they're really young down below, and they had some opens at that time. It looks like they've filled them in now, but the kids they had that were freshmen and sophomores were very physical, so
yeah.
They hit their weights, and they're going to be an up-and-coming team, no doubt about it.
That's for sure. They've got 4 minutes and 45 seconds counting down before, I suppose, the national anthem, but what we can do right now is do this State Farm's starting lineup. So, okay. And what we can do is one of us will take Team United and one of us will take New Ulm. I'll start off at 107 pounds for New Ulm is an eighth grader, Chase Wilson.
For United at 107 pounds, a junior, Eli Olson.
Also, Regan Johnson is for Team United, or for New Ulm as well, a sophomore, and he's ranked 10th, I think, in the state. At 114 pounds is Braden Miller, a junior for New Ulm.
And for United at 114 pounds, Nelson Vasquez, a senior.
At 121, New Ulm weighed in two wrestlers, Carson Hickler, a freshman, and Alex Portner, a sophomore.
For Team United at 121 will be Gavin Mortensen, a sophomore.
At 127 for New Ulm is Kane Johnson, a sophomore. He is ranked in the state.
At 127, United has two guys weighed in, Grayson Olson, a senior, and Braden Jaden, a sophomore.
At 133 for New Ulm, ninth grader Chase Lee.
And for Team United at 133, Tygan Long, a senior.
At 139, two weighed in for New Ulm, junior Keegan Crawl and junior Elijah Reeser.
For Team United at 139, Ben Gunlickson, a junior.
At 145 for New Ulm, two weighed in, Baxter Kickler and the seventh grader, Carter Crawl.
At 145 for Team United, Holland Shocker, a junior.
At 152 for New Ulm, a junior, Colton Briggs.
For Team United, there's three guys that have weighed in. At 152, Mason Wood, a sophomore, Cameron Sather, a junior, and Bentley Boffin, a sophomore.
At 160 for New Ulm, two weighed in, a junior, Derek Haynes, and freshman Elijah Hoffman.
For Team United at 160 pounds, Kyan Mosing, a sophomore.
At 172, Wyatt Pollard, a senior, and Cole Burgess, a freshman.
For Team United at 72 pounds, excuse me, Noah Meyer, a senior, and Josh Kranz, a freshman.
At 189, two weighed in for New Ulm, freshman Cole Bogus, Lane Rutch, and junior Tyson Firmworth.
For Team United at 189, Brian Rohde, a junior.
At 215 for New Ulm, senior Jameson Fredrickson.
For Team United, we have two people weighed in at 215. Landon Olson, a senior, and Gabe Lowry, a junior.
And at 285 pounds, or heavyweight, junior Emerson Johnson.
For Team United at 285, Carson Garapi, a senior.
For New Ulm, head coach is Kevin Briggs, assisted by Andrew Hawkins and Amy Dolan.
For Team United, head coach Hank Ireland, assistant coaches Ryan Swenson, Luke Boffin, Mike Coyle, and Kenny Sather.
All right, and that is your State Farm starting lineups, sponsored by Tony Arata, with offices in Madison and in Canby.
We were talking earlier. They do have four officials in these matches. They like that second official to make sure nothing's missed on the backside, especially like a simple little clasp or something like that. You know, if the wrestlers are facing away from the official, he can't see it. Well, that other official is going to be opposite direction of that match, and he will see it and he'll stop it. So this is big time. This is big. Any point could be huge right here.
Oh, and state tournament, you'll see two officials on the mat all the time.
Yep.
And we could have used a second official Thursday night in that Noel Myers match because it was a illegal hold, a choke hold kind of. Not choked on purpose, but
just the illegal headlock. Yeah.
Yeah. So could have had that. So the clock wound down.
Yep, they're out. They've already shook hands. The captains are out in the middle. Got the website. We did not see if we're going to be. Usually the higher seat is the home team, and I'm guessing they will be home.
So they're announcing. The scoreboard right in front of us. That's really good.
Scoreboards are on the opposite side of the of the map so the teams can see. They don't have to turn around and look back above their shoulders. So, yep, they're all ready to have the national anthem here, just going through some simple rules from the State High School League, and then we'll be ready to roll.
We will. Things are really growing up here. The bleachers across from us are the only ones respected as can be. I'm sure it's going to be standing room only in here, and we'll take this pause for the national anthem. And ranked number two in the state.
Got to drive a long ways to find a match like this here.
Yeah.
I mean, these are two top quality kids. Off the whistle, they're both just into a head tie here, just kind of feeling each other out. Oh, Eli does a little half shot, gets Johnson kind of rocked off his base, but he recovers. Eli shoots in on a single and takes Johnson down. Gets a nice three-point takedown there.
They did meet last year at 107 pounds, and Eli won by a fall. But Regan has grown up a little bit.
Yeah, he was a light
7-pounder.
He's a tall 107-pounder, no doubt about that. Eli usually is a little taller than most of his opponents, and Johnson's maybe got him by a couple, 3 inches. Right now, Eli tried to crawl up top, and Johnson grabbed a hold of that leg. The official calls a stalemate. It's fresh start in the middle. 52 seconds to go here in the first period.
Eli going to be riding from the right side. Johnson tries to stand up, and Eli puts that half Nelson in a lot deeper, trying to get an arm bar across.
Yeah, he had a nice deep waist there as Johnson stood up. He just slammed that. Oh, no, Johnson tries another stand up, and Eli jumps across and gets a near side cradle, but Johnson blocked it, and now Eli comes up, oh, he's trying to stick a double arm bar, and he has one arm bar in. He's bringing Johnson over. He's got 23 seconds, and he does bring him over.
He's getting so
fast.
Oh, this
is tight. This is, oh, man. Johnson just wiggled out of that a little bit, but Eli had him pretty tight. Now he's trying to lift his head.
7 seconds to go here in the period. Johnson fighting for his life. Eli giving it everything he's got, trying to get that inside shoulder down, but it's not going to happen. But he's going to come up with a nice 4-point near fall.
Yeah, that assistant referee told the referee on his stomach looking for the fall when the period was over.
Right.
And that's the job of that. He was, when the takedown was rolling on, he was on the offensive side of the net to make sure that Dan mentioned they started and a whistle came on the other match.
They didn't have the score right on the table, on the board, so they wanted to make sure that was done before they started the match. Now they've got it up 7-0 in favor of Eli Olson. He's on the bottom. Now Johnson trying to stick an armbar in on Eli. Eli gets up to his feet and it stopped for potentially dangerous. Good whistle by Eli there. He just about got away, but like you said, that Johnson's long. He was on his knees, but reached up and grabbed one arm and brought it back. Now Eli hits a beautiful switch, rocks Johnson over and gets a reversal.
Boy, that took about 3 seconds to get that reversal. He really had a great whistle.
Whistle. Now
he's working for a far side cradle across the face.
Hammers in that cross face on Johnson. He's got it locked up right now, trying to bring Johnson over. Johnson hanging onto that one leg, trying to block Eli from getting this going. Eli gets his leg free. Now he hops across, brings Johnson over. Not going to get any near fall. He did get a couple counts, but they got to go to three counts before you get any points.
Down to a minute left in the second period.
Eli's got Johnson just kind of pinned underneath him. He's got the left leg in, riding the left side of Johnson. Johnson trying to come up. Eli brings him back down to the mat. Now he goes ball and chain, and Johnson comes around and gets Eli rocked over the top. Going to get a 2-point reversal,
making the score 9-2 right now.
Eli got a little high on that, trying to push him over, but he's fighting hard to keep his belly down toward the mat. Now Johnson lets go of the step here, and Eli back up to his base. Be nice to get away here, score another takedown or something, but leading 9-2 with 22 seconds to go here in the second period.
It will be Regan's choice for the third period. Oh, there's an illegal hold.
Hold on, Nelson.
Yep. So another point here for Eli, 10-2 with 12 seconds left to go. And Eli's down. Let's see if he can get that quick reversal again.
Right now, it's all seconds ago. Plenty of time to score a quick escape or a reversal, but I think he's fairly content to sit here.
Yeah.
When he did expose himself a little bit earlier in this period, Johnson jumped on that pretty quick. He's a quality wrestler, too, but
sure.
Eli's been able to catch him a couple times, so we take a 10-2 lead into the third period. It's Johnson's choice. Got a little blood here, it looks like, maybe.
Eli's folks are Jeremy and Stephanie. And he's got two brothers on the team as well. So,
yeah, he's got an impressive record for his career. He's 120 matches.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's and he's got a lot of time to go. He's just a junior, so he could rack up another 50, 60 matches on top of that.
At the same time, on the other mat, Marshall is ahead right now, 7-3 at the 107-pound weight class.
The other way around. Trojans are the...
Oh, yep. Okay.
Marshall's leading, or behind here, 7-3.
Worthington is ahead.
All right, we're back to go on Eli's match here. Johnson comes in and gets in the down position, rest position, and they had a whistle on the other mat, so the both guys started. The official just stopped it. Restart. No penalties or nothing. So here again, that Johnson likes to reach back and try to go do inside. Eli was ready for that. Slapped on the near side cradle. Has got it locked up, but has not rocked Johnson over yet. Oh, now Eli's got the inside cradle locked up, trying to get that Rivera, trying to step up over that head. Johnson hanging onto that near side leg, the official. Oh, he got a count out of that. Eli's just got to stay patient. They won't stop this as long as he's got the hole locked up. There he's getting a count. It's not going to be a pinning combination by any choice, but he is going to get, he's going to get four more near fall.
And Johnson gets the escape. He pretty much gave him that escape. Leading off 14-3 with 1:10 left in the match. And, okay, they're on their feet. Oh, that's blood again.
No, Eli's bleeding. Yeah, that was pretty tight. And he was digging his head in there trying to keep that cradle locked in that armpit and probably caught an elbow or something.
He basically got a little high on that near side cradle,
right,
too. And once he was awarded the points, he let him go.
Yeah, it wasn't a perfect cradle, but it got him 4 points, which is all you want right now.
14-3. He's got a minute. And he's got 70 seconds to get some more points or to get that fall. He's had him on his back in the match now. One time just ran out of time in the first period, and then here right before they went off the mat. So back on their feet.
Eli's just got to be careful, not get caught in any throws or anything. And Johnson just kept putting a lot of pressure on Eli. He walked off the mat, so the official warned Eli for stalling. No points, because that's his first one.
Yeah.
They're right out on the edge of the mat. Now they step out.
Yeah.
Eli's got to suck it up here. 43 seconds to go. He looks like he's really, really tired. He's worked hard in his first two periods, so he burned a lot of energy.
Oh, he shot in there on a single.
Kind of stepped Johnson up a little bit, took a little drop step, and then just fired in on the leg. But Johnson trying to come around and get a takedown here. He's got to watch so he doesn't get thrown in the near side cradle. Johnson's going to get a three-point takedown.
Now, and then he lets go.
So 8-14.
He's trying to.
Eli gets an escape. Johnson steps in. Eli does have the wizard on this. 10 seconds to go in the period. Johnson steps in on a double underhook, and Eli goes out of bounds. 7 seconds to go. 7 seconds to go. Eli's just got to stay narrow here. Keep his elbows in. He's running, and he's going to get warm. That's a warning. That's a point.
So 15-7, and time runs out. So that's how it ends up. A major decision for Eli, and he's down on the mat.
Yeah, he's really, really sucking air. I don't know if that one cradle, he kind of had his head trapped in there, if that kind of choked him a little bit or something, but the last, you don't see Eli gasp. That's what was kind of shocking. That's why I noticed it. I mean, he's got a high motor, and he just goes and goes and goes, but
he won by a major decision, so
right.
Team United has a 4-0 lead.
And you don't know, you know, with all this flu bug going around, we've talked about that 100 times, you just don't know who's going to show up and how's it going to go, so. All right, that's a good win to start, and we talked about that, Eli being a tremendous starter for the United team. Now we got Nelson Vasquez coming up.
And it would be against Braden Miller.
Braden Miller.
He is a ninth player. Miller shoots in on a single and gets it and turns the corner and gets the takedown on Nelson. Nelson trying to get up to his base. Braden Jr.
Miller comes up with a stiff cross face on Nelson there, but he just shoves that off, and then Miller lets Nelson go, so 3-1 right now.
Nelson's got a 21-25 season record. He's been in a lot of close matches against good kids.
Yeah, he could have a real nice record, just a super tough weight class. Miller, a well-built kid, too. Nelson got a little buck under.
Yep.
Just about got that leg.
Yep.
And I went for a high single. Now Miller shoots in, got Nelson bounced around on one leg and takes him down.
Okay. Leading all 6-1. 50 seconds left in the second period.
Nelson doing some work on the hands underneath here. Miller trying to keep him down to the mat, right on the edge of the circle.
Down to 30 seconds left in the first period. Oh.
Nelson tries a little stand-up and then hits the switch, but they're right out of the circle, so Miller just kind of shoved him out of bounds, so fresh start in the middle.
Okay, have a good whistle, and it looks like Miller's going to let him go, so make it at 6-2. Miller shoots in on a single. Nelson kind of blocks it low, and then he comes around behind and gets the takedown.
They kind of went from a high single into just a little Kelly or a fireman's carry there and dump Nelson out of bounds. They go out right onto the edge of the circle. Miller's a well-built kid for a 114-pounder. 114-pounder. Oh, good whistle by Nelson there. Just popped up to his feet. Miller picks Nelson up and brings him back down to the mat. Nelson working on some hand control, trying to free up his arms, and that's the end of the first period.
It'll be Nelson's choice. He defers, and Miller, not surprisingly, chooses neutral.
There again, he shoots in under Nelson. Nelson does a nice ball. Now he shoots in on a nice single. Wow, that was quick. He gets a beautiful takedown there. So 9-5 right now. Kind of used Nelson's forward motion, and he just slid down under the arm, kind of a little duck under into a high single, just smooth as can be.
Now he's working on a cross face, trying to do the far side cradle, but Miller's trying to go out the back door. Goes into a Granby roll. Reversal, and he's got Nelson on his back.
Gets a lot of time, minute 20 to go, but Nelson busts out of there. Good job by Nelson.
But he did get the 3 near fall.
And a 2-point reversal.
Yeah. 14-5, though. There's points add up in a hurry, don't they?
They do.
1 minute left in the second period.
Miller applying a lot of pressure to Nelson, just riding him vertical, trying to get that crossbody right on here. Nelson doing a good job of blocking it off. Finally gets his hand freed up, back up to his base. Tries to hit a switch right out of the edge of the mat. Now he's peeling hands again on Miller. Miller picks him up, brings him down out of bounds. Still going because there they go out of bounds.
24 seconds left in the second period. Score remains 14-5 in favor of Miller. United with a lead in the team score, 4-0 after the first match. Now, Nelson stands up, trying to break free, which he does. So, 14-5. Short time left, under 15 seconds.
Nelson trying to set up that little slide by again. He's got the underhook on. He steps in, tries to headlock Miller. Had nothing to do with that. Oh, and that was the end of the period.
Yep.
So he's going to get a 2-point takedown and a
3-point takedown.
A 3-point takedown and a 3-point near fall there. Or just a
takedown.
He was riding one, yeah. So just a 3-point near fall. Or
takedown. Yep. Nelson chooses down to start the third period. Tries to get up on his base, do some hand control. And Miller breaks him back down. Now he's up on his feet and gets the escape.
Be nice if he could get a takedown here and take this major away. There's a lot of maps to go yet, though. 1:39 to go in the third period. Oh, and like I said, this Miller is a very well-built kid. Nelson shot in, and he just double-underhooked him and threw him to his back. 1:28 to go in the third period, excuse me. Nelson's got to fight hard. There's the call.
That's 4 minutes and 38 seconds, putting New Ulm on the board with the team score 6-4. With that, we'll take this break. When we come back, we'll be at the 121-pound weight class after this.
Brin's Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prin's Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prin's Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prin's Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Marshall, Gavin Mortensen out against Alex Fortner. Gavin got a takedown.
Boy, just about got that underhook and put him on his back there. Potentially dangerous. He had the armbar in, trying to really crank on that, and his hand slid up into that armpit. So they're going to stop that every time.
Gavin currently has a season record of 26-16. Randy and Becca are his folks. And Fortner, after they go off the mat, does a quick stand-up and gets the escape. Mortensen leading 3-1. I'm both on their feet with a minute gone in the first period.
I was still writing down, but when Gavin got his first takedown, I didn't see if Fortner initiated the shot and Gavin caught him, and
he did.
Just about took him to his back. That would have been huge. Now they're right out on the edge of the circle. Gavin out of bounds. Fortner still inside the circle. They're going to go stalemate, so they're going to start fresh.
39 seconds left in the first period.
Paul Gavin does a little shot, tries to sweep that far ankle, but Fortner just pulls it away from him. Now Gavin kind of trapped down underneath him, looking for a Kelly or a fireman's carry here. He's got that elbow trapped, just trying to work around that corner, or a drag, and there's a stalemate. Good call. As we talked about the other night, that official did not let guys sit very long on it. He'd call a stalemate, and we like that. I mean, it's action. There they both step in and kind of collide heads here. Hopefully Gavin didn't smack his nose. Got his headgear pulled down over his eyes. And then Fortner shot in from a long ways out. Did not realize the official had blown the whistle. That's the problem with two mats next to each other.
Yeah.
Whistle blown over here, they don't hear it. They're just going. So got to protect yourself.
10 seconds left in the period.
Fortner tries to drag. Gavin almost slides into a high single there, but both kids are very quick.
Fortner's choice. Fortner chooses down. And Gavin's going to ride from the left side. Off the whistle, Fortner tries to stand. Gavin got that deep waist in, grabs that far ankle. Now, basically lets Fortner go. Oh, he's in on it. A deep single this time.
He's trying to hook up a leg here, so Fortner's got the body wrap around him. Now Gavin's just got to be patient and try and come out the back door here. Just keep putting pressure on Fortner's. Keep advancing so the official doesn't stop it. And he is advancing here, but now he turns it around. Fortner hangs onto that ankle. Still going to be now Fortner coming out the same situation with Gavin. Gavin's going to hang on to that ankle for dear life and create a stalemate if possible.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to be right there. Ooh. Gavin was so close to getting that takedown, and Fortner just kind of hit a little spin in there and almost turned the situation around on Gavin and put Gavin down underneath. Fresh start in the middle, 1:13 to go in the second period.
Fortner shoots in. Gavin with an underhook on one side. Shoots in for that single again.
Oh, mixed up an ankle effect.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful is right. So we've seen a single leg and now an ankle fix.
Yeah, he kind of caught Fortner just stepping in there, and he just looked down and boom. It really takes no power at all. You just cup the back of that ankle and drive into it, and they're pretty defenseless on that.
Right on the edge of the mat, and Porter tries a roll, but that brings the supporting parts of Gavin off the mat, so it's, they are off the mat completely. So fresh start in referee's position. Gavin from the left side.
Fortner jumped the whistle there just a little bit. So no points awarded or nothing, but there will be a caution on that.
Now Gavin goes to the other side. Fortner stands up, and Gavin basically lets him go. Fortner again there, shooting again. Gavin with an underhook on one side, trying to reach,
trying to cut that far leg there, trying to come around the corner, but Fortner has that elbow really wrapped tight under his chin. Gavin's going to have a hard time coming around and getting that. Now he reaches across, tries to get his far elbow, and there's going to be a stalemate. Well, that Fortner, that's the second time Fortner hasn't stopped on the whistle, but
yeah.
Now we got a little blood here, I think, on Gavin. So.
He felt Gavin relax a little bit, and he took advantage of it, but the whistle had blown. 6 seconds left in the second period, and it's right now 6-3. Marshall leading Worthington 18-5 right now. They're up to at 133-pound weight class. That one's probably going to end in a hurry. But it'd be a great experience for Worthington to be here.
Yeah. It's been a few years since they've been into any good competition.
Yeah.
They've had some tough years down there, but they seem to have a full team. And trying to get Gavin cleaned up here. Now they got him cleaned up and ready to go. 6 seconds, as Dick said, left in the period. Both guys on their feet. Neither one is going to do anything here, risk anything.
No, Gavin's choice, he chooses down. He's really good at the whistle, usually with the stand-up, but he will do a switch, too. Fortner looks like he's going to ride from the left side, trying to adjust his helmet. There, stand up.
It took him a fraction of a second. He was on his feet, but they go off to the edge of the mat, and Fortner goes with them, and they go out of bounds. No points awarded there. Great stand-up by Gavin, though. Man alive, he was on his feet before the whistle was done blowing, I think.
Let's see if he does it again or if he goes into that switch.
He might try and set him up with hope. There, he jumped the gun a little bit this time, but that's on Gavin, so
yep.
Each got a caution for starting, so they're going to have to just play it a little bit slower.
At 145 for Houston, Preston, Cooney, and for the Tigers, Preston,
Gavin trying to just stay on his base, working on some hand control.
There, he's got it peeled apart. Now,
up on his feet.
Fortner hanging on for his dear life with a deep waist on Gavin. Gavin peeling hands, spins around. No points awarded because he kind of separated as they slid out of bounds. So Gavin's doing a good job of getting up on his feet. Now, Fortner's going to let him go.
Okay. Makes it 7-3, a minute and a half left in the match.
Gavin's got to be smart here. Don't bait into anything. Just be solid on your feet and keep your center low. No warnings for stalling or anything. That could come into a big play in these matches. Fortner does a little half shot under Gavin, and Gavin just pops his head down. Both guys out on the edge of the mat here. Now Fortner shoots in on a single again. They're going to go out of bounds before any points are awarded here. They're right out on the edge. Fortner still has 1 foot inside the circle. There it is. Fresh start with 54 seconds to go.
There's the advantage of two officials because the assistant official ruled that to the head official that they were out of bounds.
Right. Marshall's starting to stack it up on Worthington, 26-3, and I think they just got a pin, so 32-3 right now. Well, this one's pretty much over.
30 seconds left in the match.
Fortner slides in on a body. That was kind of a little Kelly there, but no points awarded. And Gavin's got to tighten up them
that headgear.
The front straps on his headgear, they slide down over his eyes a couple times. Boy, that could be bad.
26 seconds on their feet. Point guard shoots in again.
Gavin with the... catches a nice underhook on the left arm there, just working on that far wrist. Now Porter comes up. Yeah, you can see Gavin trying to slide down for that single. Gavin is going to get warned for stalling. That's the first warning for stalling, so no points awarded. Gavin leading 7-3, so just can't. He's got to go forward. 5 seconds to go. Porter comes up, tries to throw a headlock. Gavin just keeps down low, and that's
okay.
It.
Gavin wins by a score 7-3. Puts United back in the lead, 7-6. We'll keep it right here for the 127-pound weight class.
Looks like Grayson Olson getting ready
against Kane Johnson.
At 127, Curry Long, Kane Johnson, and Curry Mayer, Grayson Olson.
Grayson Olson against state rank Kane Johnson. Grayson with a 26-16 record, and parents are Stephanie and Jeremy, older brother of Eli. Kane would be a brother of the Regan Johnson.
Kane is a long, tall, 127-pounder. He uses that to his advantage. He's got great reach, good for picks, and a lot of cradles. Neither guy really wants to risk anything stepping in on now. Johnson's in a kind of a underneath looking for a Kelly or a fireman's or something, but Grayson's keeping that other area. Theory hits the fireman's. Grayson blocks it off. Nice job. Now he goes into three-quarter of the front here. Johnson trying to come around the corner. Grayson brings him down to the mat. Johnson tries to pull him by, and he does. He gets a break, though.
Yeah.
35 seconds to go here, first period.
Now he switches to the other side, reaching the soft set face. Jason trying to stand up, and Regan puts that deep waist in and brings him down on the mat. And underneath, take an arm back and reach for that far wrist. But Grayson fighting it off pretty good.
10 seconds to go here, first period. Double wrist ride on that one side. That's tough to get. Grayson just about got up to his feet. As he's coming around, tries to hit a switch, but time is going to run out. So 3-0.
And Grayson's choice, he defers. Kane chooses down.
Grayson got to hit a good whistle here.
He got away with it.
Just a little flinch there by Grayson on the elbow, and the official didn't call anything. Oh, there's Kane Johnson trying to come around the corner, and Grayson just kind of had a deep waist on him, just about put him on his back. The official came around the front side of that, looking to see if there was points exposed. No escape or nothing yet. Now Johnson trying to get just pulled out away from Grayson. Grayson doing a great job of riding here, going from one side to the other there. Johnson finally hit a switch there, got Grayson leaning into it a little bit.
Five. Grayson having a good year for himself.
Johnson comes up and hammers in a cross face on Grayson. Grayson reaches back and pulls that off. Now he goes into a wrist ride. And they're riding pretty parallel right on the top of Grayson here. Like the officials to make him get off the side. Now he moves to the side. Grayson's got to work on getting his head up here. 45 seconds to go, second period. Now Grayson does a little sit out. Johnson follows him around. He does have that one wrist trapped underneath. Now Grayson gets both hands freed up. Trying to work some hand control here. Johnson just keeps pulling him back and sinking in that deep waist.
Goes across the face, working, trying to work for a cradle, far side cradle.
Oh, he's high. But Grayson's arm is trapped, so he can't pop the head. 13 seconds to go here, second period. Looks like that's the way this period may end. Ooh. Warning stalling on Grayson right at the end there. And that's going to be it. So 5-0. And it will be Grayson's choice. He chooses neutral.
He was warned for stalling. Referee just told him that.
Both guys in a head tie right out in the middle of the mat here. I'm sure Grayson's thinking just keep it right here so we don't get a major or anything. Be nice to see him get a takedown.
Make sure
lighten it up.
Yep.
Oh, he had Johnson rocked there a little off balance, but they're right on the edge of the mat, so no points awarded. Johnson's a quick kid too, though. As Grayson got him rocked off balance, he recovered very quick and shot back in on Grayson as he was coming in on him, so good counter wrestler. Both guys just tied up. 1:15 to go here, third period. Johnson shoots in on a ankle check, but I think they're going to call it out of bounds.
No, Chase, that was right on the edge of the circle. The new home coach comes over and wants to question, but no points awarded, so still 5-0.
Yep. That was one shot right on in the edge of the mat where it was lucky the circle was there. Otherwise, Johnson would have had a takedown there on
Grayson. And a major.
Yep, would have.
But Grayson doing a good job here. Trying to prevent that. If like you said, if Grayson could get a takedown, that would really be big.
Johnson in the Russian tie here tries to drag Grayson by, and Grayson with his length just swung his right leg around and hooked Johnson's leg and just about rocked him off balance. So right back out on the edge of the circle here. Both guys, Grayson can just sit here. He's got his butt out of bounds. If Johnson tries to go around, it'll be out of bounds. So
22 seconds left.
Grayson's got to stay busy here.
Yep.
He has been warned. Johnson shoots down underneath on a high single. Grayson catches him in a front headlock here. 15 seconds to go. Grayson's got to stay busy with this. Get that arm wrapped around the back. Look like you're trying to make this go. He's hanging on for dear life here. 5 seconds to go. Right off another warning, which isn't going to hurt him.
That's 1 point. Yeah. And
that
I run out. So 6-0. 6-0.
So he kept it to a simple decision.
That put New Ulm back in the lead, 9-7. With that, we'll take this break. We'll be back at the 133-pound weight class after this.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Okay. Back here, Tegan Long against Tegan
Crawl.
Crawl. So Tegan and Tegan.
It's got to be difficult.
Tegan a senior and Tegan is a junior.
Both guys have tried a little half shots. Everybody knows the weight that's on these each individual match, so they're not trying to risk anything. Now Keegan Crawl shoots in on a high single. Now, Tigan's coming around the corner. That's going to get it to takedown, yep. 3-point takedown for Tigan. He just stayed with that, and as Crawl was trying to come around, he slid that body around there and come up, hooked an ankle, and got a nice takedown with 37 seconds to go here in the first period. Right out on the edge of the mat, they go out of bounds.
Good whistle here, 32 seconds.
Tigan needs a really good whistle here to not let the draw. Well, power stand up by Crawler.
Yep.
And like I said, he is a well-built kid, so that was just a power stand-up, just blew out on there. So 3-1. Tigan tries a little slide by there, but Carl blocked that off. 10 seconds to go. Carl shoots down underneath. Now Tigan shoots down underneath. Or Tigan, excuse me. And that's the way the first period is going to end.
Maybe we should go get some long
and crawl. Oh. That's what I'm going with. We'll be screwing that up all day long.
It's Crawl's choice. He defers, and Tigan Long chooses neutral.
Now that first takedown that Tigan got there was really slick. Crawl did most of the work, shot in underneath there, and Tigan just stayed with it, kind of hooked the leg and just drug him by, and ends up coming up with a nice takedown. Both guys in a front head tie here.
Tigan's faced some good wrestlers, and he's got 19 wins on the season, so he's done a great job.
Yeah, it's a tough weight class. 1:30 to go in the second period. Crawl shoots in on a single and takes Tigan down.
Leading 4-3.
Sitting parallel on his body. He's got a 2-on-1 wrist ride right here, trying to keep Tigan pinned down on the mat. Now he gets a wrist back. Tigan trying to get up to his feet. Crawl just powers him down. Right out on the edge of the mat here. Tigan sees his hand up. Tries to hit a little switch here, but Crawl blocks that off. And they're right out on the edge. The only thing in is Tigan's hand. Now they kind of come back around the corner. Burning a lot of time right on the circle here.
Yeah.
And there they go out of bounds.
Just looking around here, the bleachers across are 3/4 full, and then there's probably 50 people standing above. It's kind of a sunken gym. We're sitting above as well.
Carl's going to let Long go, let him go, and both on the seat, 4-4.
Under 25 seconds left in the second period.
Carl shoots in on another nice single, lifts up Tigan and takes him down. So now 7-4 in favor of Crawl.
Short time left.
And it will be Crawl's choice here. He deferred at the end of his first hit, so he's going to choose down.
Yep.
7-4. Not sure if Tigan will just cut him loose pretty quick or just try and ride him out. Crawl is one of those throws. He gets an escape and turns around and comes right back into that single. I mean, he had barely cleared Tigan's hands, and he was spinning back and shooting. So
now I won't move. Best time to score points is right after you have. And Tigan gets an escape now. So 11-5 with a minute and 30 seconds left in the match.
Crawl is really quick on that shot, man. He just barely cleared the escape, and boom, he turned around and just come right back in on Tigan. Tigan wasn't quite ready for that. He hadn't even got his hands dropped down yet. Now he shoots in on another single on Tigan.
With three more. So 14-5 with 1 minute left in the match.
Sagan's got to fight hard to save every team point he can, for sure. Looks up at the clock as they spin around, and you can see it. Crawl's got one wrist trapped underneath his waist here, just putting a lot of pressure on Sagan right now. Sagan's working hard to get back up to his base. Either, and we're going to get one for stalling, and he's got a wrist trapped underneath.
Yeah, I mean, pretty parallel to him,
right?
Not off to the side.
Tigan comes up to his knees, but Crawl just powers him back down. Now he tries to jump up and go around and get a half in. Tigan does a nice job of countering that. 10 seconds to go in the period. Looking like this might be the way it ends.
Yeah. In the major.
14-5.
That's how it ends. Tegan Brawl winning 14-5. Give New Ulm 3 more points, makes it 12-7. We'll keep it right here for the 139 pound weight class.
13-7. Well, they got a major, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was a major.
Yep.
At 139 for New Ulm, Elijah Reiser and Port
United,
Ben Gunnlaugsson.
Ben Gunnlaugsson against Elijah Reiser. Both are juniors. Ben is ranked third in the state with a 3-0 record.
He has been fun to watch.
Reiser, quite a bit taller than Ben.
We don't have any records on like what Reiser is, but
right.
Or do you have that on that one paper deck? Okay, yeah. I thought I saw that earlier. But.
No.
Ben's been a fun one to watch for us.
Oh,
he pretty much can do it all.
Yep. All right.
Great at scrambles. Reiser right now has him in a double underhook and just hanging onto that. Ben's trying to pull his arm out. No, Reiser shoots in underneath. Ben reaches around, grabs one ankle, and is hanging onto that for dear life, trying to come out the back door. Reiser has got one leg trapped up over his neck. Ben trying to hang onto this, trying to throw a cradle in on Reiser. He does have it hooked up, and he does take him over. Holy cow. Reiser, I don't know if there's been any. Now there is finally. There was a scramble. I thought he put three points for a takedown to Reiser. Then Ben powered him over in that cradle. Oh, that took some power. All those other points were wiped off, and just a three-point takedown for Ben after all that.
Reiser last year wrestled Grayson Olson and beat Grayson 3-2, so Ben is certainly in this match.
Boy, that was a nice move by Reiser, though. Just caught Ben kind of pushing in a little bit and shined down underneath there.
And he took off like gangbusters.
Right. Once Ben realized what was going on, he just powered out of that and actually almost put Reiser on his back there. Just come up with a takedown here. Nice stand-up by Reiser there. Just powered up.
Hops over.
Ben is very comfortable at being under them goofy positions. I mean, his back was exposed, but if you're still in control, you can be. Right there, he just kind of had one leg hooked on the inside of Reiser's thigh and just kept him neutral. So that's the way the first period is going to end. Man, that was quick.
Ben's choice. Chooses down. Leading 3-0. New Ulm leading in the team score 13-7. Off the whistle. Ben's just kind of laying on his hip and working hand control. No.
Reiser just kind of pulled him over to the one side and was just sitting there with Ben. Ben trying to figure out what he's doing, but I think Ben thought that Reiser had a clasp on him. He put his hands in the air to the official, likewise. And then Ben gets away.
Yeah. Kind of a sit out. Leading now 4-0.
I think he's going to give Reiser a little more respect on his feet, though. Ben was probably not quite ready for that first shot that Reiser shot in on him, and he was deep. Ben reaches down for an ankle pick there, just about caught it.
Jeannie and Sam are his folks. One of his brothers in attendance and going to school in Chicago. College.
That'd be a road trip. Now the mat next to us is already in the big weights here. 215, so there have been a lot of pins and stuff over there.
Yeah. Under a minute left in the second period. Just 4-0.
Reiser tries an arm drag there. Ben just rips his arm out of there. Now goes into a double underhook on Reiser. Both guys definitely respecting each other. Neither one is trying anything to risk anything. The official says, let's get some action going here, boys. And I'm sure both guys would love to get in on a nice deep double, but that's not that easy. Reiser tries an arm drag on Ben, but Ben just snaps that out of there. 20 seconds to go here. Second period, still 4-0. Favor of Ben. Both guys right in the center of the mat, just doing a lot of hand fighting. I don't know if Ben's going to try.
Oh, there he does. Nice ruffle there. Fly by. Beautiful stuff out there. That's the end of the second period with Ben leading 7-0.
Boy, that was smooth. Just caught Reiser leaning in a little bit. Popped that elbow up and went around the corner.
He set that up nice.
He did.
Well, Reiser chooses down. Ben riding from the right side. Reiser up on his feet quickly. And Ben lets him roll. So 7-1. That took all of 3.5 seconds.
Well, this is not a bad thing for Ben today. You'd have got to cut him loose anyway to get back on the feet. So this made him work for it a little bit, getting out of there. Ben is tremendous on his feet. If you get another takedown here and ride him out, why, you get a major at least.
Marshall wins the match 55-12 over Worthington. Once again, a great experience for Worthington.
Yeah, we'll probably see them back next year. They got a lot of young guys. Let's see how many seniors they had. Oh, there Ben shoots on a nice single, switches over to double, takes Reiser down.
Okay. 10-1 right now.
Oh, that was nice. Just kind of caught Reiser just stepping in a little bit. He just dropped his level, shot in, hit a single, and on the way up switched it to a double, and Reiser had no defense for that. Ben sitting fairly parallel on Reiser's body. Reiser does have a wrist trapped up over his head, so Ben's trying to hang on to that. Hopefully just get a stalemate here. Reiser tries to come up with his feet. Ben pulls him back down. Now he gets his hand ripped out of there. 35 seconds to go, third period. Trying to dig in an armbar on the right side of Reiser. Trying to get some more points. He does have Reiser kind of sitting on his hip there, but not able to get anything out of it. Reiser again grabs one of Ben's hands and he hangs onto it, but they roll out of bounds. 19 seconds to go. 10-1.
It stays this way. Reiser sitting out, trying to stand up.
Ben goes down.
Oh!
Reiser tries a... Ben was just hanging on to one ankle, just standing on his feet with one leg, and then Reiser tries a monkey roll back underneath him, but Ben Jusufal put him on his back. So he comes up with a 10-1 win here.
Major decision, making the score now in the long 13, and Team United is 11. We'll keep it right here. For the 145-pound weight class, Braxton Crutcher.
145 for the wall, Braxton Crutcher. And for United, Holland Schocker.
Holland Schocker. Holland with a 17-8 record. All his matches are after Christmas.
Yeah, he's had a good year so far. He's been fun to watch.
Scott and Bonnie are his folks. Yeah, he gets into some situations that somehow he gets out of most of them.
He's very good at using his length.
Yeah.
Oh, he does a nice little duck under there, kind of a little fly-by, but Kiker felt that coming and just kind of stepped right through it. Oh, Holland tries to throw a headlock and misses the head. Tiger just ducked it down, and he's going to come up with a takedown out of that. So Holland trailing 3-0. 1 minute to go here, first period. Holland tries to hit the switch, just about rock Kiker off balance. No, Kiker getting back on top here. He's got a wrist trapped underneath here on Holland. Holland trying to peel that apart so he can get both hands working. Kiker's a long, tall kid, too, this weight class. Holland working on them hands. Yeah, there he gets his hands free. 30 seconds to go in the period, trying to come up to his feet. Up in a four-point stance here. Kiker keeps chopping away at that elbow. Now Holland's coming out. Brings Kiker over the top. All that Kiker has is a hook on the elbow here. If Holland can get his head pulled out from underneath there, it would be a reversal.
Hurry up.
Kind of trapped underneath.
Whoa.
Stalemate. Wow. Wow. That was kind of a weird stalemate call. 5 seconds to go in the period, so Holland still has time here to blow out here with one quick move.
For sure.
Up on his feet. Kiker just hanging on for dear life. Nothing's going to happen. So 3-0 in favor of Braxton Kiker.
His choice, he defers, and Holland goes down. Off the whistle, does a switch, tries to, and Kiker riding along behind him.
Just about had Kiker rocked off balance there. Just another quarter turn, you'd have probably got that. Now Kiker has regained his position. Looking at an ankle.
He's getting a little high.
Colin likes him little short rolls underneath. If he can catch Kiker's head, he'll pop it and just take it. Right there, he probably could. Kiker's trying to get the cradle locked up. I think he does have it locked up. Holland's got to work hard to break that hand. Trying to step underneath it now. Holland's doing a good job, I think. Well, he still does have it hooked up. Now Kiker takes Holland over, getting some near fall. Oh, this is a tight cradle. He's in great position here.
That's 3 minutes. Noel gets 6 points there, 19-11. We'll send it back to the studio for this quick timeout, and when we come back, it'll be 2 pound weight class. After this.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Okay, back here at 152 pounds, Cannon Briggs says, a junior, and Bentley Boston for Team United.
Bentley did a great job of not going to his back there. Briggs, very well-built kid again, kind of charged in, got underneath Bentley, had him rocked, and just about put him to his back, but Bentley just fought it hard and didn't want to go, and now they're right out on the circle. Briggs has got a cradle in on Bentley. Now he's got Bentley turned over.
Bentley is a sophomore. Ashley and Jake are his folks.
Another nice cradle here by a New Ulm kid, but he's got the inside. His shoulders up. Bentley's saying he can't breathe, but
there's the call. 1 minute and 6 seconds. 26-11. We'll keep it right here for the 160-pound weight class as Cameron Sasser will be coming out. They have two weighed in, Derek Haynes and Elijah Hoffman. I'm assuming
have not heard the announcer yet, so we got to wait there. They got some little technical thing at the scoreboard. OK. this over now. We're ready to go.
At 150 for
New Ulm, Dirk Haynes.
And for United,
Dirk Haynes from New Ulm.
He is a junior, so is...
Shoots down on Cameron. Got Cameron up, hopping around on one leg. Takes the trip. Cameron stays with it. Gets a reversal on the way down and gets the takedown. Nice scramble by Cameron there.
Cameron Wright from the States. 32-8 during record.
That was a nice scramble by Cameron there. I think Dirk kind of caught him off guard, stepped in on a high single, had Cameron up in the air hopping around, and as they took him down, Cameron just went with that standing switch and caught Haynes and took him down. Let Haynes do most of the work.
Jamie and Kenny are his folks. Under a minute left in the first round.
Riding that right side, trying to get a cross face in on. Now he reaches up, traps the wrist, trying to get it back on his back. Get it in an arm bar here. Haynes just turning his body against it, blocking. 40 seconds to go.
Oof,
well, he moved by Cam there.
Suicide cradle there.
Rolled him over. He is going to get some near fall out of it, though, but he just about got trapped.
Yep, three.
Four near fall.
He got four
okay.
up, though. Yep. 7-0 with short time, 15 seconds.
That's a high-risk move, but he's done it before, and he must have felt like he had the wrist trap good enough to take, because you really roll across your own shoulders to get him to go on it, to his back. So he's going to try it again.
Does it again.
But comes right back because he's got that arm trapped up of him. So that's the way the first period's going to end, 7-0 in favor of Cameron. Going to be Cameron's choice. He's going to choose down.
Okay.
Right off the whistle, Cameron just kind of hunkers down to see what Haynes is going to do. Now he hits a switch, comes up to his feet, peels the hands, and gets away.
8-0. That took 15 seconds to get that escape.
Yeah, and he really didn't hit the whistle. He just kind of sat there for a little bit, seeing what Haynes was going to do and felt what he was going to do and countered to that.
Well, they took the other mat out of the gym, so they'll move this mat into the middle, so it will be right below us.
Haynes steps in on a deep underhook here. Now Cameron tries to shoot to the right leg, counters and goes across around the corner, trying to get a takedown on the opposite side, and there he goes.
So 11-0. Keep going. Just the second period.
Trying to dig in an arm bar here. He's got a lot of time, so probably try and wear down Haynes a little bit more and try and catch him in some. Now he jumps across the other side, throws a cross face in from the right.
Haynes trying to get up to his base, and Cameron, every time he does, Cameron gets that deep waist in again.
Both guys pretty evenly built, so no advantage there with length or strength. Haynes tries a little sit out there, and Cameron grabs that elbow and brings him back around.
Down to 20 seconds left in the second period. Now he goes across face.
Threw it a stiff cross face on Haynes. They're trying to reach around to get the butcher, but going to be warning on Haynes. Hasn't really had a whole lot of time to do anything. Cameron's going from one side to the other, but he's been on his belly most of the second period, so that's why they did that. So 11-0 going into the third period. It'll be Haynes' choice. Going to choose down. Cameron's got a major going right now. Would like to see a tech or a fall, one of the two.
Yeah.
Would be big points.
Preferably a fall, but...
Right. Haynes tries to stand up. Cameron picks up the near ankle and trying to get a little step through here. Haynes just kicking that off. A lot of time to work for Cameron, but sometimes that 2 minutes can go pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
Trying to peel a wrist back on the Haynes. got a hold of the hand, but Haynes doing a good job of just keeping them out in front of him.
Haynes has been warned for stalling.
He's just hanging on to Cameron's hands right here. Cameron trying to peel. There's going to be another warning for stalling and a point for Cam.
Yep. Making it 12. Good nothing. So he turns him. He's going to have to pin him.
Yeah. Or let him go and try and open it up. I don't know what's the best way to do it here, but Cameron gets a lot of good stuff coming off his feet.
Yep.
Another warning. Oh, that's going to be a warning for us. Huh. Not sure where that came from, but Haynes was hitting the sit-out and Cameron was swinging around. Whatever. He saw something we didn't, I guess.
1 minute left.
Haynes tries to reach back and get a switch. Cameron hammers in a underhook there and takes that hand back up the front. Now he's trying to wrap up a cross face. He's got it locked up if he can. Nope, now he lost it. Obviously, Haynes is a fairly physical guy. He's countering most of the stuff that Cameron's doing here. Cameron's trying to run a little tilt here. 30 seconds to go. Still got a lot of time to get another turn, but one more turn would be huge. And I'm sure Haynes is thinking everything about not getting turned right here. He's aware of the score there. Cameron pops in a half Nelson. Now he tries to go to a power Nelson. There's 1 point stalling on Haynes again. So
it's on Cameron. Awarded a point for Haynes.
It was green, wasn't it?
Yeah, New Orleans was green.
Oh. No points have been put on the board, though, so we'll see.
Yeah, it is. 12-1.
Oh, sure. I was thinking he had a stalling already.
Just warning it. Yeah. And Haynes is happy that he lost by just a major.
Right.
But gets Team United 4 points, narrowing the margin. Now New Orleans leads 25-11.
15.
And for United, Noah Meyer.
Noah Meyer against Wyatt Pollard. And Pollard is ranked in the state. But we know Noah Meyer is very, very dangerous. Pollard trying to go around, and he did. Just muscled himself around the takedown.
Well, I'm sure Noah, from the coaches right here, his job is to go out and give up nothing more than a major or something, but he'll try and do whatever he has to.
He lets him go, so 3-1 right now.
Noah tried to step in and jack up an underhook there, but Pollard had nothing to do with that. Both guys right on the edge of the mat. Now they step back in. Noah's got to be a little careful at how he's pushing in on Pollard, because obviously Pollard is a quality wrestler.
Pollard does an underhook and try to throw Noah. Noah drops down, but Pollard spins around and gets a takedown, leading now 6-1.
Well, Noah had a pretty good shot there on Pollard. Now Pollard lets him go again.
Noah 19-19 on the year. Vanessa and Richard are his folks.
Both guys just come into a front head tie here, feeling each other out. Oh, Noah, headlock again, and just goes right by it. Pollard drops down for the takedown. 9-2.
20 seconds left in the first period.
That's the second time one of our guys has tried a headlock and just swung their arm right over the top of the head. They see it coming, they drop their head, and when that's not there, you've pretty much done all the work for your opponent.
Yep.
Down to 5 seconds here. Looks like that's the way the period's going to end up.
Choice goes to Noah. He defers. And Pollard goes down.
Let's see if Noah can do something on the down position here. Pollard just kind of base out right off the whistle. Noah
does a roll.
Hangs with him. Yeah. Pollard got to his feet and did kind of a monkey roll forward, and Noah just rolled right with him. They go out of bounds. And Noah's going to get on the left side here. So Pollard jumped the gun there. Just a caution, so no big deal. But they add up. It'll stop him from trying to jump the whistle, which is a good thing for Noah. Now Pollard back up on his feet. Oh, he tried to reach down and get one of Noah's legs, and Noah just about grabbed him into a cradle, but now they go back down to the mat. Noah's wrapped around his waist. They're right on the edge of the circle. And Pollard trying to come around to the switch, and he gets it.
He just gets it, yeah. And he lets Noah go, leading now 11-3.
Well, right there, Pollard just kind of baited Noah and got Noah kind of chasing him, and then he just dropped his level shot in a nice single and takes him down.
14-3 with 50 seconds left in the second period. Lets him go again. Oh, and he shoots in on a single, trying to turn the corner. Noah reaching in.
Noah has a switch in on here, but I don't think it's deep enough to hang on to it, and there Pollard comes up around the corner.
17-4 right now. 30 seconds left in the second period.
Just riding stiff on a deep waist and grabbing Noah's wrist here, trying to dig in an armbar. Noah blocking that. Now he gets it threaded back in there. 10 seconds to go here in the period. Noah's got to block this off. And that's where the period's going to end. 17-4. It's Noah's choice.
He's got to go neutral. Might as well try to get in there real deep. Noam
needs a takedown to get a tech ball.
Yeah.
Hit your malfunction there on Pollard, so he readjusted. Now he shoots in on a nice single on Noah. Noah's got to get to his base, and there, that should be it.
Yep. Okay, that's a tech ball. New Ulm 5 more points, making the score now. New Ulm 25 and Team United 15. We'll take this break. We'll be back at 189-pound weight class after this.
Going to come
down. Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. We have our final six teams that are going to dance in the finals tonight. They just announced out of the 12 teams. They came on the floor, DD, and we got good news.
We do have good news. Our very own Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows are in the finals, and that is super exciting to dance your last dance in the finals.
That's right. They're going to dance four. Here's your final six. Dancing first is Holdingford, and we really like Holdingford, didn't
we? They're the reigning state champs.
Yep, they are the defending state champs. Dancing second will be St. Cloud Cathedral, and we know a lot about them. Dancing third is Crosby Ironton. Dancing fourth is the Shadows. Dancing fifth is Yellow Medicine East. The Silhouettes are in the finals. How many years in a row is that?
A lot.
Yep, that's for sure. And then the last team to dance is Cannon Falls.
That's a strong final six.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing how that plays out. We, of course, don't know any of the scores or how any of that is right now, and they just say them in a performance order, so we have no idea where anybody is sitting or any of that. So congratulations to those dancers for making the final six, and it's going to be an exciting final.
That's right, and the final start at 5:30 here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis, and we'll be on the air covering that in the awards presentation as well. And let's hope for double blue.
Let's hope. That's all they can do. They had a great preliminary. Let's talk about that for a second. They put it all out there. They looked very confident, so they have to be happy with that. I do think Yellow Medicine East, they gave a strong, strong prelim as well. And they, of course, danced last. So that's a pretty powerful punch, you know, at the end of it. And so now when they bring everybody together, they will dance back to back. So that gives the judges another opportunity to. I have those two as the top contenders right now.
Yep.
So when they dance back to back like that, the judges can see what they're looking for and the difference there. So it's going to be exciting.
Okay, and with that, we'll take a break. We'll get back to wrestling, and then Dee and I will be on the air around 5:30 live with more state dance from Target Center.
Back here, good Marshall, Dick Millen, and Danny Lee. Ryan Rohde out there, junior for Team United, against sophomore Lane Rutsch. And we need Team United. United needs to win all three and needs to get some high scoring on these. And now,
oh, Rohde's got him on his back here. Yep. This is tight. He's got a lot of time, too. Just got to sit on this and just be patient. Oh, it's got to be close. It's got to be close. Walsh is doing a good job of fighting this off, but Rohde's got to move his hand a little bit. He's still got minute 17 to go. He just keeps squeezing down on this. Just get it tighter, tighter, and tighter. Walsh is doing, what he's got to do is pick up that far elbow there. Roosh is getting tired. Every move he makes, it's a little slower. Still got a whole minute to go here. Yep. Come on, Brian. Come on, Brian.
Yep.
Hit heavy on that head. There, it's got to be there. Oh, that's got to be so dang close. Switches to a headlock. Doesn't have a great one, but now it's pretty tight. That's got to be a fall. Right there.
There it is. That's it. 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Give Team United 6 more points, and that's 30-21 right now with we 2 needed, matches left.
We needed that bad.
We needed that bad.
Landon Olsen steps out.
That was Rohde's 19th win this season. He's done a good job. It's for
Ken Gruber and for United, Landon Olsen.
Tim and Amy. Now Landon Olsen out at 2:15.
Gruber.
Jameson Fredrickson.
Nope, Gruber.
Okay.
One above.
Okay.
Landon shoots in a nice down low single. He's got Truworth hopping around on the mat. Landon's got to be careful. Oh, Truworth kind of trips him. Now Landon just steps in, slices a far knee. He's got Truworth probably in some trouble here if he can hang on to this. Now he takes him down. Good scramble by Landon there. He did all the work on the shot and just about lost it on the way down. But, oh, there he just powers into a cross-face bar arm, taking Fuller's open, and he's got him. He's got a whole minute to go. Landon's a big dude. He's got a lot of time. Just stay heavy. Get that chest-to-chest going here.
Yeah.
He's lifting that head up, giving the official a great look. Oh, that's got to be close. I mean, this is so tight.
45 seconds.
There it is right there.
There it is. 1 minute and 16 seconds. And guess what, folks? We're going to heavyweight.
Hey, how many? I think our last 3 matches with these guys has came down to heavyweight.
Yeah. But yeah, we need just a win ties it. But let's get the major or a fall.
Yeah.
We need all the points.
This must be.
Carson has been a fantastic finisher.
Jameson Fredrickson, a senior, against Carson Groppi. Oh, they're in a headlock, and Jameson gets the takedown. Something happened or a bloody nose on the heavyweight. Jameson Fredrickson, a senior.
Hank comes out and talks to Carson, just kind of trying to calm him down a little bit.
Well, they were both in headlocks, and like you always say, something's going to happen. Someone's going to fly.
Somebody's going to fly.
Yeah.
That's with the big boys. And they're both pretty evenly built. I mean, Carson's got a little better build. Fredrickson's got a little bit of a belly, but he's got some pretty good size chest on him. So.
Jamison weighed in at 189, and I think Carson is probably about 210.
210, 215.
Yeah.
Jamison. Carson down off the whistle. Power stand up here. Fredrickson trying to take him down. He does. Carson's got to bounce right back up to this. Fredrickson tries to reach up over the top. Carson was kind of baiting him to grab that head, but now Carson gets the escape.
So now here we go again. Somebody's going to go.
Fredrickson's got a nasty headlock on Carson right here. Carson busted his butt. There it is.
There's a ball.
36-27. 49 seconds.
And there's your final. Guam wins the match by the score of United 27. We'll take this break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-match show in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Do you want a more accurate mammogram? Only Genius 3D mammography exams are clinically proven to detect 20 to 65% more invasive breast cancers compared to 2D alone. Get a Genius exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
As we say goodbye to 2024 and look ahead to 2025, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. Call the Dryer Doctors today at 320-321-1600 for pricing on a new grain dryer, grain bin, air transfer system, or grain legs and conveyors. If you're in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Dr. Carlson and Dr. Gang are experienced, knowledgeable, and prepared to meet your expectations. Give Appleton Dental Care a call today at 320-289-2241 to schedule an appointment. They look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, back here in Marshall, Dick Newman along with Danny Lee, and this is how it went. New Ulm won the match and by a score of 36-27. At 107 pounds, Eli Olson wins by a major decision over Regan Johnson, 15-7.
At 114 pounds, Nelson Vasquez went out against a tough Braden Miller, scored some points, but ended up getting caught in the third period and pinned at the 438 mark, putting New Ulm 6, United 4.
At 121, Gavin Mortensen going against Alex
Fortner,
state-ranked wrestler. Tough match. Gavin lost that match by the score of 7-3, putting...
He won the match.
Oh,
Gavin did.
He won the match, putting us ahead in the scoring 7-6.
At 127, Grayson Olson went out against Kane Johnson, tough kid. Ended up losing a 6-0 decision, putting New Ulm ahead 9-7.
At 133, Tygan Long going out against Tegan Crawl and lost a major decision by a score of 14-5, putting Duome ahead 13-7.
At 139, Elijah Reiser went against Ben Gunnlaugsson from United. Ben ends up majoring him in a 10-1 decision, so that made the score right now New Ulm 13, United 11.
Then at 145, Braxton Kruger against Holland Shocker. Shocker got pinned in the second period, putting New Ulm ahead 19-11.
At 152, Bentley Boffin went out against Cannon Briggs and ended up getting caught at the 106 mark, putting New Ulm ahead 25-11.
At 160, Cameron Sather going against Dirk Haynes, and Cameron winning a major 12-1 decision, giving Team United 5 more points. It was 25-15 at that point.
At 172, Noah Meyer went out against Wyatt Pollard, ended up losing a tech ball 20-4 late in third period, making the score New Ulm 30, United 59.
Brian Rohde went out against Lane Runch and picked up a fall at the 3 minute and 41 minute time, putting the score then 30 for New Ulm, 21 for Team United.
And then Landon went out, set the table, ended up getting a pin at the 116 mark over Tilken for Rube, putting us within reach. The score right there was New Ulm 30, United 27.
Then the big boys went out at heavyweight, and anytime you get in those upper body moves,
there's going to be feet flying.
Yeah, there's going to be feet flying, and that's exactly what happened to Jameson, Jason Gillespie, and he's come through the last three or four matches, and it just didn't happen, wasn't in the books for this time, and Team United losing to New Ulm, final score, New Ulm 36, and Team United 27. Well, that ends the team part for Team United. They ended up with a 20 win and 7 loss. Very good record.
Yep.
And now they can concentrate on the individual part. And kind of nice, they're hosting it next Saturday morning and afternoon. So
that's the beauty of this sport. You get beat out as a team, you're still in it. You reset your mind now for individuals. You know, team, you try and score as many points as you possibly can, and we needed that in a couple other situations here. But now as an individual, all you got to do is win by one. You don't have to worry about winning by a major or a tech fall or whatever. So it's just advanced now. So hopefully they get in the right mindset after this, and they had a heck of a year.
Oh, they did. And I'll tell you, maybe some of these matches will turn around. They'll meet again, and they'll turn around the other way. So, yeah. Nothing to hang their heads on. They gave it the best effort they could.
They wrestle hard.
So, with dance line going on, we're going to send it back to the studio here. It's been fun covering the teams, Danny, all year long.
Yeah.
And we appreciate all the sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. And thanks to Dave to Phil Werpy and Maynard. I know is on the phone, and along with Paul Ramo down the cities, and we congratulate the Jazz team for being state champions, the Shadows, and I hope they're in the finals and win it again in the high kick later on. So we'll concentrate on cheering on the Shadows now.
Yep.
So once again, for Danny Lee, this has been Dick Newman. Once again, your final, New Ulm 36, Team United 27. Good afternoon, everyone.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufte Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Camby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Dawson Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Oil Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Lackbrow Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludvigson Tiling, Friends Bank, Puris in Dawson, Cadiz Chiropractic Center, Chris Wozinski for House, Appleton Area Health, The Dryer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dixon Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Swearable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minnesota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Pearl Cloth Oil Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Culligan Field Dress Fertilizer, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Trugestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Gruel Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Client Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Tenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minnesota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
It's 1:57 at 92.1 FM.
You're listening to Old Time Memories on a Saturday afternoon here on